Peter?
We actually do have one sequencing trial that is reported, and that's the Austrian Study 8. It does the sequencing of 5 years of tamoxifen versus 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen versus an AI. But that was done up front, the randomization. So it's truly a sequencing trial.
Yes.
And it showed a proportional risk reduction of roughly 25%, which is exactly the same that was seen in the ATAC trial. And I think that that is perhaps a foreshadowing of the idea that you could do it either way. You could start in the beginning. And I think that the fact that the FEMTA study is still going on, the big FEMTA study, means that the data safety monitoring committees and everyone looking at the data says we don't really know the answer, and we need the true randomized trial to actually sort this out.
John?
The big 198 trial will not report for at least a couple of years, because the whole point, it reported early because they did the right sensing of the data. If you look at those numbers of people who are coming out, there's only about 1,000 people who are beyond 4 years in the big 198, because it was cut off. They took the four groups and the two that were sequences, they censored them at 2 to 3 years.
Follow-up's 25 months overall because of that reason.
Absolutely. And so that sequence trial will not be out for another couple of years.
Aman?
Yeah, one point I wanted to make is that, Peter, you were talking about that Austrian study which was presented in San Antonio. But the thing is that if you look at it, yes, in the end it looks like proportional reduction in the risk of event is the same if you started after 2 years. But if you look at the first 24 months, all these patients were assigned up front. But if you look at between the two arms, hazard rate between the two arms is 1.19, which is almost the difference which is in the first 22 months between the anastrozole versus tamoxifen or letrozole versus tamoxifen is. So in spite of having this type of thing, unless you upfront design and you stratify, because these patients were not stratified at that point of randomization, they were just allocated. And that part, nobody caught it, that hazard rate in that first 24 months is 1.19.
Peter?
There's no doubt about it. In that first 2 to 3 years, there are some people that would relapse who wouldn't otherwise.